Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, big moment last night. Didn't feel quite as big in the moment. First off, I think a lot of people were surprised it went out, including Scott Fransky. Second off, of course, the Phils already had the lead, but given the Alvarado struggles in the eighth, that Bryce Harper home run turned into the difference in the game. That was big last night. So the Phils get the win, which was good to see. Good morning to you, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. All right, we'll keep the draft talk going in about 5 minutes when Ross Tucker joins us. We got a lot to, I mean, we're going to rifle through players with Ross. You know, the Nolan kid, the Campbell, all these options for the Eagles. I mean, he's an animal being all over this stuff. So we'll get Ross's assessment of what's viable and what's not and who's good and who's not for the Eagles coming up over the next few minutes when Ross joins us shortly. Also, reminder, Brandon Graham Day, it's happening on May 5th. It's going to be a big extravaganza day here on May 5th as all our programs celebrate the great career of Brandon Graham. That night, BG Live. And what that means is an event that you can attend at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville as Brandon will be there and he and I will be up on stage really reminiscing about his career. Retrospective of his career, and it should be quite an evening. Tickets are available. You got to get them on our website, 94wip.com. Obviously, this is something I think is going to sell out, so we would encourage you to get tickets sooner than later. Take your family and friends, take your parents, take your kids, take yourself, whatever. 94wip.com. Get there, because it's going to be a great night. All right, John, we talked a decent amount yesterday about Rob Thompson not arguing when that horrible call and a series of calls that happened against JT in the seventh inning 2 days ago.
He did not get out of the dugout.
He did not.
Until the next inning when the lights were out.
Yeah, whole different issue. And that cheesed a lot of people. And I was one of them. I thought it was a mistake because I thought the team could have used even if it's an automatic ejection. Because Ruben, what is the rule? You're not allowed to argue balls and strikes anymore at all by leaving the dugout?
At all.
Automatic ejection,
almost
right?
Automatic, yeah.
Yeah. And it didn't used to be that way, right, Ruben?
It was totally different.
It's changed,
and it's taken some of the personality out of some stuff.
But I agree.
I think it seems sort of unfair that I'm sitting here saying, hey, you should have rallied and gotten off your butt and gotten out there and yelled at people.
I agree with you.
I agree that you were being unfair. I think on the one hand it's foolish to abandon your team, but I think your team needs to see you
supercharged,
protect them. Yeah. Your team needs to see you PO'd about what just took place. So, man, it's a damned if you do and a damned if you don't.
Let's listen to Topper, what he said yesterday on this topic. This is before yesterday's game.
In the seventh inning when JT gets from that pitch, is that a spot where you think about getting yourself tossed? If not, why not?
Because I generally don't let things that I can't control bother me. And I think it's important to stay in the game and stay calm for your club. There's a time when you may want to rally the troops a little bit, but I didn't feel like that was the time.
Is April just too early for that?
Not necessarily, but, I mean, it was a ball, but it wasn't egregious, I didn't think. So, and I can't tell from the side anyways.
It was egregeous.
Can't say
the
fact.
It was egregious.
It was egregious,
but you can't tell them. And the reaction
you can tell with JD's reaction, though, yeah. Ruben.
And he typically doesn't react that way.
Your
but,
reaction, Ruben.
But you
it
can't,
was egregious.
Yeah. But you can't make... You can't be contrived. I mean, if it's not, doesn't come from the heart, man. I mean, it didn't look silly. Even the players are like, really, dude? Come on.
Yeah, but here's my argument, Ruben, against that. And I will acknowledge he's in one of the tougher spots. Like, we all as... Ruben, you as an announcer that night, we as viewers that night, we can see it. It's ironic. We can see it easier than the manager on a side view. That is true. But I will say this. This concept of if I can't control it, I'm less apt to react, that doesn't work for me. Because that's of course, there's all sorts of stuff you can't control. But what you can control is how you react to make sure the umpire knows you think he's not doing a good job, and to try to psych your team up.
Your team knows you have your back in those situations.
Yeah, and I thought he missed the mark on
his
that one.
His reply to that question said to me, Joe, that if the game was closer, he'd have done it. But at 8-4...
You know what? I disagree. His reply the way I took it was, it's not in my nature. And I think one
well,
of the things...
Last
and
year.
I think I think one of the things a lot of people, and I'm one of them, are saying is, but put it in your nature. You know, it wasn't in Nick Sirianni's nature to calm down. But you know what he did?
Great point.
He calmed down. Yeah,
you're damn right.
Right? So, like, sometimes you got to be out of your nature.
He said there that that's something that he couldn't control. Yeah, and I do think that you're kind of taking...
Well, it's true. You can't control
He can't control any of it, though. Like, then you can't control any play in baseball.
But that's the point.
That doesn't work for me.
You control of that moment. Like, that's what we're talking about here.
Exactly,
we wanted
John.
You to take control of that moment.
Exactly.
Even though it might have been wasteful, and you might have cut off your own nose despite your face, and it might have been foolish, we thought, as fans, that it would have set the tone for this team and sent the right message.
That's exactly right. All right, Ross Tucker on the draft. We're going to get to Ross in 1 minute and break down all sorts of players. Ross in 1 minute. Hey, April showers, you know the saying, they bring May flowers, but... Bald tires, well, that don't bring anything good. They bring trouble. On slick spring roads, worn-out tread means longer stops, less control, and way more risk. Don't chance it. Roll into United Tire and Service for a free tire inspection. I was at United Tire last week with Greg getting my car worked at. Look, phenomenal. There's 10 different locations throughout the Delaware Valley, so obviously it's not hard for you to have one that's, you know, within 10 or 15 minutes of you. They're all over the place. Get yourself to United Tire. Roll into United Tire for great service, obviously for tires as well, and for serious deals on top brands, including an extra $50 off any Ford tires. That's right, Ford tires, $50 off at United Tire and Service, locally owned, locally operated. Find the location nearest you at unitedtire.com. That's unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Right, let's talk to Ross Tucker. We love having Ross on the program. It's starting to get exciting with the NFL draft coming up now in just 8 days and 9 days and 10 days for all three rounds. And Ross joins us this morning. Good morning, Ross.
Joe, good morning. Long time no see.
Settle down.
Oh, what's going on here?
Settle down before we go any further, Ross. Do you have it out of your system or do you got to say more?
Those are the moments where we need video camera or to be live on YouTube or whatever you guys do now.
For, all right, so
John,
what Ross
and
is
Rhea your... and yeah. Devin and James, if you don't know, my wife and I went against Joe and Villanova Amy.
Is that what you called her, Villanova Amy?
In what they won in what?
He called her the Johann Rojas of beer pong. All right. She stunk.
Whoa.
And by the way, I was the Brandon Marsh. I wasn't
you
much better.
Exactly
Correct.
Exactly lighting it up yourself.
Correct.
Are you trying to pass the buck. Right
No. I'm just saying she was worse, but I was bad. I mean, Russ, I probably hadn't played beer pong in 10 years. I mean, honest to God.
That shouldn't matter. Beer pong is not something that you get take 10 years away. You can't throw a ball in a cup.
But I got to say this. As bad as I was and she was, Ross and his wife especially, machines. So, Ross, I give credit to you guys. Now, some could argue it's a little dorky to be so good at that.
Credit for being good at
beer pong. I mean, when you're in your... When you're
a lot of
it's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah, but when you're in your mid-40s...
My wife and I will whoop you guys, too. I'm right there,
Ross,
bang.
Ross, you guys were good, man. I was very impressed.
Well, Well, thank you. My wife was on fire. That's actually how we met 20 years ago, or 24 years ago, actually. But the point is, here's what you guys need to know. Joe was bad. Amy was so bad that it was hilarious. Like, it was... It made the night. Like,
I agree with you,
like,
actually.
Like, no, you're just bad. She's at least bad enough that there was incredible entertainment value from it. It was awesome.
Yeah, her shots are going sideways. It was astounding. I mean, she had a better shot to hit the table that was next to us than our table. It was couldn't believe it. All right, Roz,
Were you upset with her at any point?
I wasn't thrilled, but I also wasn't doing good enough.
With your competitive, sometimes, like,
it wasn't even close.
China
wasn't even close.
Competitive.
It was
like,
so
too competitive to where it's dysfunctional.
Correct.
So you were mad at Amy.
Yeah,
did you take it out on Amy with anything that you said or did?
Yeah, I said we're not playing again together. That's what I said.
Oh, no.
All right, Roz, let's get to the draft, man. So, first round, obviously, in 8 days, Eagles... Final pick. Let's rifle through a lot of options and theories and all sorts of stuff. Let's start with Walter Nolan. We've heard an awful lot about him as a possibility for the Eagles at 32, or maybe even if they move down. Walter Nolan, how good is he? Would he be a good fit for the Eagles? Where's Ross? Where'd he go? We just lost Ross.
Oh, no.
All right, Ross is...
He wanted to come on and give you a hard time for beer
pong. He was on a phone. His phone just zapped out. We'll get right back to Ross in a moment. Let's go to Mike in Philadelphia. Mike, good morning.
Hey, morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing great, Mike.
I just met one of the characters with... I was thinking of Maverick from Top Gun.
Yeah, Maverick does have edge. That's a really good answer. We're looking today for a character that has edge. Good answer.
I don't know. That's not the best answer from that movie, even.
Well, who would you say?
Talking about edgy?
Well, who?
Iceman?
Iceman might be edgier.
Iceman's way edgier.
He's too dorky to be edgy.
Who's going
to
snap his teeth at the air? Yeah. Maverick or Iceman?
Maverick has
a
lot
more edge. That's an edgy move.
Because Maverick's dangerous.
I agree with you, John.
What are you talking about?
I agree with you.
Iceman's not dangerous?
No, Iceman's too methodical.
Iceman is a wild card.
No.
What are you talking about?
No.
Maverick is the bad boy.
Absolutely.
He's edgy guy.
Iceman is Danny Glover in Lethal Weapon. Maverick is Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon.
Straight guy.
Absolutely.
No, you're wrong. Wrong.
Okay, well, you can't be my wingman any day. I'll put it that way. All right, let's get back to Ross Tucker. Ross is with us.
I can't believe you don't understand the dynamic of Top Gun.
I will agree.
You think Maverick is the nasty, edgy bad boy and Val Kilmer.
Mach 7
and
with
Iceman.
Dude, listen to what
he's the nice guy?
The blondie, what's her name?
What's the good, friendly, upstanding citizen American pilot man?
What's the girlfriend's name?
Charlie.
Charlie, yeah. Kelly McGillis. Listen to what she's saying. Like, you know, you're not going to your hair on fire, Mach 7, that whole line. This is a whole movie, that's what he is. Trying to figure out from his.
So, what is Iceman then?
Iceman is methodical. Ah, John.
He is the antagonist.
Well, I'm aware of
his protagonist.
I agree with that.
And so that inherently makes him edgier.
Horrible answer.
He is the villainous, like, partner in crime to, like, compete against
Maverick. Time's yours. You can weigh in right now, and we'll get to the best calls on Time's Yours coming up in about an hour or so. Who's more edgy in Top Gun, Maverick or Iceman? 215-238-4500. You guys settle this dispute on Time's Yours, 215-238-4500. Obviously, weigh in on anything and everything going on in sports and life as well with Time's Yours at 9:45. All right, Ross is with us. Ross, I'm not sure where we lost you, but let's start with Walter Nolan. How good is he, and what kind of fit would he be for the Eagles?
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty much as gifted as anyone. There's a reason why he was the number one overall prospect coming out of high school. I think if you watch him in college, it's kind of up and down. You know, there are times where you can watch a few plays and say, this guy's Jalen Carter, this guy should be a top 10 pick. But then there's too many other plays where the consistency is just not there. I think that the Eagles embrace the opportunity to get talented, inconsistent guys and make them more consistent. I think that's sort of been one of the themes the last couple years. I would be surprised if he's still there at 32. You know, there's only so many guys that have the gifts in their body that Walter Nolan possesses, and guys like that do not last until the end of the first round. So the question would be, if he gets into the 20s, you know, because the Eagles have so many picks next year, and they have, what, 4 fifth-rounders this year, if they would make a move to move up several spots to get him. The only thing I would say about that is, you know, everybody I talk to says there's going to be 30 to 35 starters or 30 to 35 D tackles go in the first 3 rounds. So is it really worth moving up for that guy when there's other guys that might be just as good? You don't have to move up at all. Heck, you might even move down and still get him.
Ross, how close to proving himself for his fifth year is Jordan Davis for that, you know, picking up the option for the Eagles?
John, I think that's low-key one of the most fascinating decisions for the Eagles this offseason, because there's no way around it with where they took him. He's been a disappointment. I mean, you don't take a guy with a top 15 pick and he plays the number of snaps that Jordan has played and the impact that he's had. I mean, we see what it looks like with other guys, right? Like, we see what Jalen Carter looks like as the ninth pick. We see what Nolan Smith looks like as towards the end of round one. Jordan Davis, any way you look at it, has not been what we were hoping he would be with that pick. That said, and I'm actually surprised this happened, because usually bigger guys like him that have conditioning issues, usually they kind of wear down over the course of the season. He played his best football in the playoffs. By the way, so did almost every Eagle, which is wild. I mean, think about Milton Williams and Sweat, but so did Jordan Davis. Jordan Davis ended up getting a couple sacks in the playoffs and showed that he actually has some pass rush. And I think because of that, and because of how much Milton Williams and guys like that get paid now, I think the Eagles are going to look at that fifth-year number and say, you know what, he's getting there, and we think by year five he's worth the $12.5 million or whatever it is.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if they don't. I really will. All right, Ross, let's rifle through a couple more of the guys. So in the latest mock draft Mel has, he's got Jahad Campbell to the Eagles, who wouldn't fall that far if not for the injury situation. Do you have a sense of the injury, when he'll be available to play, and when healthy, how good is he? Chances to get him at 32, what do you think?
Yeah, so this is, I think, the most interesting part of the draft, Joe, because I know we keep talking D-tackle, D-end, D-line, but it's so deep that the Eagles could get really good players at those positions in round two and round three. So what I think is the most interesting aspect of this draft to me is, what happens if Malachi Starks, the safety from Georgia, falls to them? Yep. What happens if Jahad Campbell's there for them? What happens if one of these tight ends is there for them at 32? I mean, it sounds like Goddard's as good as gone. I would it shock me if they took a tight end at 32? No, it wouldn't. I mean, they took Goddard in the second round. They took Ertz in the second round, and 32 is almost second round.
Yep.
Campbell is extremely gifted. By the way, you guys know he's a South Jersey guy?
I do now.
Yeah, yeah. I think, what's it called? Timber Creek, maybe?
that got a laugh out of Devin. I mean, you know, yes, I knew it. I knew it 13 seconds ago.
He's a South Jersey guy that went to Alabama. He is like exactly how you draw it up in terms of height, weight, speed, everything that you're looking for. He even can give you a little bit off the edge as a pass rusher. You know, there's some people that think he has more there. So he would almost fit the Zach Bond, at least height, weight, speed
but
profile.
Is that only if he drops significantly, you know, into late second, early third, Ross?
No, I think they would consider him a 32.
Wow.
I think they would. I wouldn't be shocked if someone takes him late in the first round at all because of his ability. That's the other thing, too. Like, I keep seeing all these people saying, you know, the Eagles, they won't take a tight end. They won't take a linebacker. I think based on what they just did contractually with Zach Bond and Saquon Barkley, I think we should stop saying the Eagles would never do this. The Eagles wouldn't do this.
I agree with you.
They don't do that. You know, they've kind of – and maybe you can say those guys were their two best players and that they deserve – I get all that. But I think the Eagles on some level are zigging while everybody else is – like.
Name changes,
else,
times change, they do too.
Yeah, I agree. Right.
So,
yeah.
So, John, everybody in the league is now trying to do the Howie Rosen model from 5 years ago. Like, no running backs. Like, Joe Shane, when I watched Joe Shane on Hard Knocks, it was like he was reading a book that Howie wrote 5 years ago. But it's like, wow. Hey, Joe, It's 5 years later, bro. Like,
yeah.
The Eagles evolve. Howie Roseman, Jeffrey Lurie, they evolve. So I wouldn't put it past them taking anybody at 32. If the best safety, I mean, I don't think a running back, but if the best safety.
Yeah. Let's talk about safety. Let's talk about Starks, Malachi Starks. They've never taken a safety in the first round. I agree it's on the board as a possibility. How good is he? Would you feel good with Starks being the 32nd pick if the Eagles get him?
He is very, very good, and yes, I would. There's some people that thought he had a little bit of a down year compared to the year before. I did a Georgia game the year before for CBS. I think the guy is fantastic. They obviously have a ridiculous track record at this point with guys from Georgia, and that's a really, really important position in Vic Fangio's defense, right? We all know he likes to play two deep safeties. He likes to have those guys alternate. Who comes up in the box? You know, like they really have to be really good players. And I love Sidney Brown's play style. I love Sidney Brown's personality, but he's a major question mark. And I know that people think that they might sign Justin Simmons after the draft. That's true, but he didn't light the world on fire last year in Atlanta.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a reason why Justin still wasn't signed. If they can get a guy that is clearly a starting safety and a high-caliber safety on a rookie contract, I kind of think you have to do that.
So are other NFL GMs looking at what Howie did with assembling another Georgia team in the NFL? Are they looking at that and saying, this has some validity, this idea of guys who have a built-in relationship from start could have something working for it?
I don't know about that part of it, John, in terms of guys that know each other, are friendly, you know, can support each other. Mm-hmm. I think that's fascinating. And I also think that makes every contractual situation interesting, right? So when you get to N'Kobe Dean, when you get to any of these guys, you know, is there a tiny bit more incentive to kind of keep the group together because they're all rowing the boat in the same direction?
But we don't know because we've never seen anything like this before in the NFL where a GM decides to put 7 Georgians, or 7 or 8 if we're including the practice squad right now, on the same NFL roster.
Right, and the one thing that they are taking from the Eagles for sure is the guys from like top 5, top 10 programs.
Yeah.
Because what people are realizing is, with all of these guys, it's a projection. But the better school they play at and the better level of competition, the less of a projection. Look, they're not afraid to take Jalix Hunt from Houston Christian in the 3rd round. And by the way, I think he's going to be really, a really good player. I mean, I was critical of that pick a year ago. I thought a 3rd-round pick for a project from Houston Christian was a little too rich for my blood. They nailed it. I mean, that guy more than likely going to start and be awesome. But I do think, like, I've talked to a couple GMs. There's less guesswork in their mind. They feel like they have more information on the guys that start multiple years in, like, the SEC or the Big Ten.
Makes sense. Does. Ross, what about James Pierce? We've seen him attach the Eagles in many of these mock drafts. The edge rusher from Tennessee. How good is he? And is he a viable guy at 32 that you'd be happy with?
So he reminds me a little bit, Joe, of Walter Nolan in the sense that coming into the year, okay, any mock draft you saw, anything that talked about the top 5, top 10 prospects, James Pierce was in all of those. So what does that tell you, right? That tells you he had a really good year the year before. He's very physically gifted. people thought he was an elite guy. But the fact that he's being pegged to the Eagles late in first round tells you he did not have the year people were expecting him to have. He's not consistent. He's up and down. And he's a guy that I think needs a little bit more in his repertoire, right? Like he can really roll off the ball. He's got a good first step, but he's just not very polished. Some teams will say, listen, he might never figure it out. Other teams will say, we can get him with our guy, you know, Jeremiah Washburn, who has done an unbelievable job with the edge rushers. I mean, think about Nolan Smith. Guys, last year in the preseason, that last preseason game against the Vikings, Nolan Smith's out there doing nothing, and I'm thinking,
yeah,
boy, that was a bad pick. And then by the end of by the end of the year, he's awesome. So we don't give position coaches, and John, you know this, nearly as much credit for the work they do or how important they are. That's like the radar thing in the NFL.
Ross, a lot of teams out there that have position coaches that don't even coach. A lot of teams out there, they think, well, you're in the NFL, you've made it, I don't need to teach you more. I'm telling you, that really is the mindset.
That's horrible.
In some places.
That's horrible.
For the position coaches.
Horrible.
Not here, though.
No.
And I'm telling you, just yet another thing, you add that to the list of reasons why we are the world champions.
All right, Ross, one last thing. I think there's one topic that's not Eagles that ties into the Eagles that's most interesting with this draft, and it's Shedeur Sanders and the Giants. Because the Giants have needed a quarterback since, you know, Eli was 4 years from retirement. Should the New York Giants draft Shedeur Sanders or not?
No, I don't think so. And I don't think they will. I mean, are you talking about from an Eagles perspective?
Yeah, I'm saying it's interesting for Eagles fans because, you know, Jaden Daniels changed the division last year. He's going to be a factor for a decade. Shedeur Sanders has a chance to. And what I'm getting at is, is he good enough that the Giants should hitch their wagon to him or not?
No, he's not, in my opinion. I did a Colorado State game last year. I would be shocked if the Giants took him at 3. There's some talk that they would take Abdul Carter, the Philly kid from LaSalle College. They would take him at 3 and then maybe trade back up through Shedeur Sanders. I highly doubt that. You know, I don't think the Browns, okay, would trade for Pickett and sign Flacco if they were just going to go ahead and draft Shedeur at 2. I don't think the Giants would have signed Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson if they were just going to take Shedeur Sanders at 3. Like, why would you do that? Like, why would you sign or bring in multiple other guys when you know you can get the guy at 2 or, in this case, 3? I just don't think that that's the case. I think they're much more likely to take, like, a Jalen Milroe from Alabama at the top of the second round. That's what I would do. I think they'll go with Russell Wilson early in the year, hope that he plays well, hope they can win enough games to keep their job. When they find out midway through the year that that's not the case, then their last-ditch effort, their Hail Mary, is Milroe. Maybe Milroe can light it up as a rookie and do enough stuff that they'll keep us for one more year. I mean, like, that's the reason why the Eagles are the Eagles. I can tell you at least 5 teams off the top of my head where the GM and the head coach are clearly on the hot seat, and every decision they make is to try to save their butt.
Yeah, short term. Yeah,
that is not good. That is very, very bad for a franchise.
Yeah.
But that's where the Giants are for sure.
Well,
Ross,
said.
You think Shedeur goes to the Saints at 9, or is he going to be sticking around even longer than that?
Well, I thought he was going to be sticking around for a while, but this Derek Carr shoulder thing, which by the way is bizarre. How is a guy had a shoulder injury this bad out of the blue? You know, in April. I've never heard of that before. I don't. I still haven't heard one person tell me what Derek did to hurt his shoulder, but
right,
whatever.
Right.
I do think it's more likely. I got to tell you this. I don't know. Imagine you're Kellen Moore, okay? If you take Shedeur at 9 and he stinks, you're never going to be a head coach again.
Right.
So does Kellen Moore feel that good about Shedeur? I mean, there's a chance that he takes Shedeur Sanders at 9 and 2 years from now, Kellen Moore's back as the Eagles' offensive coordinator.
Does it give him more security that Deion is part of that package, or less security that Deion is part of that package?
I don't think there's any way you could argue more. How would it be more? I mean, if anything, it could only be less.
Ross, great work, pal. We'll talk to you next week one more time before this thing happens. NFL draft in 8 days. Thank you, Ross.
Sounds great. See you guys.
Thanks, great stuff, Ross. Man. All right, coming up in 1 minute, something about Jalen Hurts that you probably don't know that is notable, and information that just broke in the last couple minutes, what it is. We'll tell you coming up in 1 minute.
You're ready to propose. And yes, it can be a bit intimidating shopping for the diamond. And that's why men all around the area will tell you, no matter what, you have to visit Benari Jewelers. They have a way of transforming intimidating into informative and confusion into crystal clarity. And here's how. Benari, their team starts by putting you at ease. They show you every single thing you need to know about making that important purchase. How to evaluate the cut, the color, the clarity, and no hard sales, just education putting you in the driver's seat. You feel like an expert browsing through the largest selection of diamonds, and not just any diamonds. These are hand-selected, with only a few making the grade to become a Benari diamond. The others land at big box jewelers with high-pressure sales to move them along. But with Benari diamonds, the value shines through. You'll walk away with a superior diamond that she'll love for years to come. Benari Jewelers, when ordinary won't do. Benari, everything is at Benari is extraordinary. Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com.
All right, on this Wednesday morning with both of our teams locally on the in the winter level out of it for the spring. I mean, obviously no Sixers, no Flyers. Flyers have one more game. We've got a Twitter poll about the playoffs up ahead in both basketball and baseball, and it's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevy proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. Which league's playoffs are you going to watch a lot this year? That's what we're going with, a lot. Not the 5-minute, 10-minute skim by, but like you're really going to devote time to. You're really going to, four choices here. NBA playoffs, you're in. B, NHL playoffs, you're in. Choice C, you're into both. Choice D, neither. You tell us. We'll get to the results next hour. We'll surmise how people are digging or not digging those two leagues for the next 2 months. All right, Jalen Hurts. I said something about Jalen Hurts you probably don't know. Ruben, you looked at me like, huh, what do I not know about Jalen Hurts that broke in the last couple minutes? I saw that look of intrigue on your face.
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
Let me read from an Adam Schefter
peaked.
An Adam Schefter post. Adam Schefter recently posted. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts has been selected to the 2025 Time 100. An annual list of the 100 most influential people in the world.
Wow. It's awesome. Good for
that
him.
Yeah.
Incredible.
How about
that's
that?
Awesome. That's awesome.
How about that? That's pretty cool.
How do you
cool,
feel
right?
about that?
For our
well, it sounds,
superstar
sounds absurd,
quarterback.
Right?
It doesn't sound like congratulations.
Congratulations. How is he one of the most 100 influential people in the world?
Because he's
because the way
he
goes about his business.
The most important
player.
Yeah.
He's the best single team most at football. At the
he's
best
one of the highest
sport.
Paid players in the sport.
Hard for me to imagine.
He's got an all female. He's got an all female team. He's got an all female team. He's like out in front on all these types of things.
Congratulations.
He's Jordan's football guy. He's the only Jordan football guy. Like, what are you talking about?
And he overcame a whole slew
of
criticism.
How many? Let's seriously. Congratulations, someone. Let me just start with this. How many countries have nukes? Is it 8 or 9? Like the leaders of those countries have all got to be. If you can nuke the world, you got to be on the list.
The majority of people. So I've been going through it.
Right. Whoever's got a nuke is on the list of the top 100.
There's a
has
couple.
To be.
Like
who
obviously,
has to be,
the president
has
is.
To be.
But there's a lot of actors and actresses.
I don't think it's being literal. It's a magazine that's trying to sell issues.
That's my point.
Point
I think they're
the
stretching.
Most,
they're stretching.
Like sure, the 100 most influential people, probably 94 of them people haven't heard of. You know what I mean? Let's be honest or whatever.
I don't know.
90 of them or whatever.
You can say congratulations, but also say it's highly bizarre. I mean, John,
is he ranked?
I don't think it's bizarre.
It's not
like, why are you saying?
I think it's right in line with the rest of this list.
You think Jalen Hurts is one of the most 100? Influential
Again,
people in
okay,
the world.
So I think
yes.
there's probably
athletes.
Think
yes.
about his platform. Yeah. Holy cow. The leader of the biggest team in the NFL, the most arguably the most popular sport going, especially in America, the biggest.
I don't know. So, okay, let's talk sports for a second. Who do I think would be more influential from sports? LeBron, obviously. There's a whole bunch of NBA
not
players.
Not on the list.
Well, how's LeBron not on the list?
I'm going through it. So far, I've seen a French swimmer.
I mean, LeBron does get out to vote stuff that influences people to vote in elections. That's far more influential than Jalen Hurts.
So what they put in
there. How is he not on the list?
If you, I handed it to you. Derek Jeter wrote his tribute. So it's just, there's,
Derek Jeter wrote whose tribute? Jalen Hurts?
Jalen Hurts' tribute, yeah.
I just find it. So I was going to start with LeBron on sports, but if LeBron's not on the list, then what's the point?
I mean, I'm sure LeBron's been on the list before.
Yeah. So,
they're not going to make the list the same thing every year. Again, Joe, it's a magazine. They're trying to sell magazines.
Well, I agree with you, but you are already saying the list is phony baloney then. That was my point from the beginning.
I'm saying that, that's not what I'm saying.
How is LeBron James not more influential than Jalen Hurts?
He probably is.
Well, then it's a stupid list. That was my point.
Oh, my God.
Am I wrong?
I just find it interesting.
Okay,
that
thank you.
No.
But
I find it interesting Jalen that he belongs. Gets this great, great honor. And
and you just said that's
like
more
literally.
The point. Instead of just being like, that's cool. Like,
I said congratulations
to him. No, you said but. It was all you said it even when everyone was waiting for the but as you said
well, because
it.
Because it's absurd.
And you don't really mean it. Like, you might say congratulations to him, but you certainly are not giving the you're just saying congratulations to him, but you're not at all, like, lauding the accomplishment or saying it's cool.
I just think it's...
You're like, this is dumb.
I don't think it's real.
You basically went, hey, congratulations, Jalen. This is dumb.
Well, it is dumb. I mean, I brought up the nuke thing, and you guys all shot that down.
You brought up the point to say it's it's an honor that he shouldn't be honored.
Well, of course not.
What?
Why shouldn't he be honored?
Because he's not one of the most 100 influential people in the world.
According to whom?
Me.
Okay.
Well, you're wrong.
Do you agree it starts with whoever's got a nuke? If you got a nuke, you can influence influential people more than it, right?
I think that that's probably true.
Okay,
yes.
I'm just starting there.
Okay.
You know what?
You don't have to be so
that's not my
it.
List.
Yeah, you're being
I'm
too
not
literal.
Okay,
I don't think that's the point of the list.
Well,
it's definitely
not
the point.
I'm right.
The point is to sell magazines. That's the point of the list.
I mean, we got an economy. We don't know should we have tariffs or not. Whoever can figure that out, more influential. I'm just saying.
I can't wait for the Times yours today. So it has been broken down into
215-238-4500. Call Times yours to react to this, please.
It's broken down for artists.
Lord.
Okay, those artists, icons, leaders, titans, pioneers, innovators.
All right.
Where do you think Jalen was? Which list do you
What were the choices?
Artists.
A lot of choices.
Icons, leaders, titans, pioneers, innovators.
I guess leader?
Not in that one, nope.
Innovator.
Innovator.
Nope. No.
Pioneer.
No. Our boy's an icon. Icon.
Oh really?
Icon. Good. How do you feel about that, Joe?
Good for him. Good for him.
He is iconic.
Good
for
iconic
him.
Quarterback.
Good
we
for
have
him.
An iconic quarterback. How cool is
okay.
that?
Okay. All right, look, you can react. There's a lot going on here. All of a sudden, people get mad at me. What
Time's yours. 215-238-4500.
You said he doesn't deserve this award.
You were like, congrats, but lame.
But you guys all agree LeBron is more influential, right?
You made this
I'm not a LeBron guy. Sorry. I'm out on LeBron.
Yeah, it's not enough of LeBron.
The whole thing that happened in Orlando and all that business, or Miami, I'm out on him. Ridiculous. Re-freaking-diculous. I'm not a LeBron guy. I'm out.
All right, you can react to it all. Whatever else we're talking about here today. I don't know. What's going on here on 94 WIP?
Burst pipes, leaks, clogs, corrosions. It's going to be hard for me to get through this one. Or even a loud, mysterious noise like Joe makes from time to time. Don't wait for one of these plumbing problems to strike. And he is familiar with plumbing problems. Contact Horizon Services today and stop worrying. No matter the time of year, you can always trust the experts at Horizon Services to solve any of your plumbing problems because they've seen it all. And you won't be waiting around for days for a plumber to arrive. Horizon Services offers same-day service, so they'll make sure your problem is fixed fast. And as always, with Horizon Services, the job will be done right the first time. If it's a bigger job, say maybe a water heater installation, Horizon Services has money-saving warranties, rebates, and flexible payment options. Doesn't matter what season it is, you shouldn't be worried about not having enough hot water for everyone in your house. And you shouldn't have to worry about your wallet when you need to take care of your home. Horizon Services, they are available 24/7, so don't wait. Schedule a visit at horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. Book today knowing with Horizon Services, help is on the way.